Mr. President, APG23 and the co-signing NGOs welcome the report of the expert mechanism and the thematic study on the individual and collective dimension of the right to development. We deeply regret that the liquidity situation in relation to the UN regular budget affected the ability of the ESPER mechanism to deliver on its mandate, including the cancellation of country study visits, the participation of members in the international meetings, and the participation of ESPER guests. We found both sessions of the ESPER mechanism very fruitful and well organized. We also thank the mechanism for their interesting studies. Indeed, the right to development offers a holistic lens to address the chosen topics, namely climate justice, women participation in development, and access to technology. Regarding the study on the individual and collective dimension of the right to development, we consider it to be a step ahead in shedding light on a very controversial issue that has been the object of polarization and has its roots not only in political reasons, but also in the cultural differences existing among the different coalitions. We concur there can be no one-size-fits-all definition of peoples and agree with the recommendation of having a case-by-case approach in defining peoples. On the issue of states as right holders of the right to development, we would like the ESPER mechanism to further elaborate on the notion of derivative rights and how this concept is related to the Declaration on the Right to Development. Thank you.